Zondervan presents A Slow Burn by Mary E. DeMuth. Read by Renee Rodman. To Wendy, whose regret has been washed by grace and transformed into beautiful redemption. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. Who can save a child from a burning house without taking the risk of being hurt by the flames? Who can listen to a story of loneliness and despair without taking the risk of experiencing similar pains in his own heart and even losing his precious peace of mind? In short, who can take away suffering without entering it? Wounded Healer. Chapter 1. Defiance, Texas, 1977. Worry had its way with Emery, enticing her to stay up late after her night shift, hoping against hope that her missing daughter, Daisy, would walk through the front door, laughing and shouting and singing all at once. It made for groggy, sleep-sloppy mornings, where the only promise of coherence was a cup of joe, followed by a tepid shower. Under the spray, Emery shook hands with her tears, let them slip down her face, run down her chin and mingle with lukewarm creaks of shower water, racing in lines down her skin into the rusty drain, circled by soap suds at her feet. Even then she listened. Turned off the nozzle 3 times when she thought she heard a noise. But Daisy hadn't barged through the front door for 2 months now. Her unmade bed stayed that way, waiting for Daisy's warm 13-year-old body.